Saturday. Mm-hmm. That Mr. if you keep on keeping your in teaching your grandchildren, said we'll get him somewhere. And I said I'm gonna keep on.
He told him, I guess, that's all.
Yeah.
And he'd used and on that one, the old house. I had him naming all the states on the coast and all from Florida to New England and all across Canada, down the west coast and everything. Name all capitals.
I guess she was gonna try to get you to come into the school. Help her out.
And I named him about the locations of the states, mm-hmm, and towns. And you can mention a town in Alabama or Georgia, and I can nearly locate it for you now.
This log house, was it just one room, or how many rooms was it?
Three.
Three.
And a little side room.
Mm-hmm. And it had a fireplace and all?
Yeah, it had two big fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
Had to, didn't we freeze to death? Fireplace there that is 7-foot cold logs in there.
My God. That's a big one.
And they one right up the end was that big.
7 feet?
Mm. 7 feet. That put them big old coals and then mm-hmm, you keep a pushing them. And after a while you burn them all week long. I was down here where this woman was sick at her daughter's
mm-hmm
Thanksgiving, and they had a fireplace down there now, I guess 6 feet.
They've got a new home.
They put
a new
fire.
Right,
see,
oh, that's great.
Farmers just had fire and that cracking and barking. Of course, I'd seen that several days.
What did you call a piece over the fireplace?
A piece of
that. Did you ever have like a large log in the back of the fire?
We split stove about that long. Most of the time we had pine.
Mm-hmm.
Maple. A proper maple stove.
Did you ever burn any coal?
We had a coal heater before.
That's all coal we ever burned,
yeah,
over the heater.
We had a log heater.